A museum in southern France has discovered that half its collection of paintings thought to be by a celebrated local artist are counterfeit, and it gets worse. Investigators say that works by other regional artists could also be fake. Jake Saganaro in Paris sends us this report.
The quaint French village of Elne on Spain's border is proud to be the hometown of the Catalan painter Étienne Tarrous. He was a late 19th century artist who specialized in local landscapes and was friends with the painter Henri Matisse. After a $365,000 renovation, the town was set to celebrate the grand reopening of the museum bearing Tarrous's name, one of Elne's main attractions. Instead, the big reveal was that 82 paintings attributed to the artist in the museum's collection were fake. Local mayor Yves Barniol announced at the opening it was the guest curator who raised the alarm about the authenticity of the paintings.
Following this, we nominated a commission of experts who can say, with enough evidence, that more than half of the museum's collection was fake.
Art historian and curator Eric Forcada noticed buildings that appear in some of the paintings didn't actually exist in Tarrous's time. Here, Forcada is showing a copy of one of the counterfeit works.
We know the bell tower here, but this building, the Chambre de Lorraine, was constructed in 1958. Tarrous died in 1922.
The town spent an estimated $200,000 over 20 years acquiring the works, and in some cases, was easily fooled.
There are several types of fakes in the collection. There are some that were taken and just signed posteriorly with Tarrous's name, and others that were made expressly to look like his work.
Marta Marie Coder, president of the local association Friends of the Tarrous Museum, has dedicated years to raising money to buy paintings for the collection.
Maybe we were a little naive to not have looked closer at the origins of these paintings.
She said members feel bad because so many people donated to help bolster the collection. The remaining 52 paintings in the museum's decimated collection have since been authenticated. The town has filed a formal complaint for forgery and fraud in hopes the crooks will be caught, but they haven't yet named the alleged forgers and dealers. Police have seized the Tarrous fakes and have opened an official investigation. They say the scam could be the racket of an even larger network. Authorities say paintings attributed to other southern France artists in museums could also be phonies. These regional artists, like Pierre Brun and Balbino Ginet, they say, are easier to fake than the well-known masters. Art experts estimate that at least 20% of paintings owned by institutions, either on display or in the vault, could actually be the work of someone other than the purported artist. As art historians, we ask ourselves how to discern real from fakes in future generations, Forcada told French TV. The Tarrous case allows us to make a first pass at cleaning up this totally corrupt market. For NPR News, I'm Jake Saganaro in Paris.